On today's episode of Locked On Lightning, with Victor Hedman's struggling season, can we see him possibly out the door in the future after the season concludes? Also, we talk about tomorrow night's game in Ottawa. But first, let's play that music.
You're Locked On Lightning, your daily podcast on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another episode of Locked On Lightning, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Adam Danker. Thank you for making us your first listen of the day. And I also want to remind you that today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of the Locked On Podcast Network. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn to get started today. Today we are previewing both Senators. We are also asking ourselves the question with Victor Hedman's somewhat uncharacteristic season. I mean, I think this is far from uncharacteristic for Heddy, but we need to ask ourselves this year, with him on the verge of turning 33, with his full-on no-trade clause coming to an end, and him after this season submitting his 10-team list, is this the beginning of the end of the Victor Hedman era in Tampa Bay? I mean, we have to ask ourselves this question. Let's face it, he's had a very un-Victor Hedman-like season, and this isn't your stereotypical season for, you know, this isn't the kind of down season that you see out of a guy where maybe he's not scoring as much, or he's not making the right decisions, his head isn't in the game or whatever, you know, something like that where a guy doesn't really get into the swing of things. This is a lot different than what we've seen from him. This year, not only is his scoring down, and yeah, you might say, well, guess what? Listen, things are, you know, with defensemen, with Victor Hedman, it's not just about scoring. But listen, when you go from 20 goals in 82 games to 7 goals in 67, and I don't think, you know, at this point, I don't know if he's going to get to 10. And I'm not trying to bash on the guy. He's been one of the spearheads for the last couple of years for this team. As we all know, during the bubble, he was, I think, in my opinion, the best player on this team throughout that entire run. But let's face it. Listen, in the NHL, defensemen, they have a shelf life. It happens. And we can't get all emotional about this. It's the nature of the business. And quite frankly, you know, with some of the exits coming next offseason because of salary cap constrictions, we need to tell ourselves, and we need to prepare ourselves that not only is change coming to the Tampa Bay Lightning, regardless of what happens this season or at the conclusion of this playoff run, but big change is going to come sooner or later. Because when you look at the cards that have been dealt to the Tampa Bay Lightning this season and the cards that they have given away, let's face it, yeah, we had to get Tanner Janot. That's 100% true. The deal had to be done. The Lightning, as of now, maybe down the road, maybe in a couple of years or so, because Janot is still very young. But the Lightning will have to give up some stuff to rebuild their draft stock, to rebuild their AHL, you know, stockpile, or whatever you want to call it, their minor league stockpile, whatever, their prospect list. And quite frankly, with the way Victor Hedman has played at age 32, going into next season where he will be turning 33, the Lightning, I think, are going to be in a different mood when it comes to holding on to certain players, to signing certain players, possibly. I feel like for the longest time, they kind of just ran away from their, you know, their responsibilities, or at least, you know, their their need to trade or make a deal to get something better for Tyler Johnson. I mean, they ended up getting, you know, Brandon Hagel in the end, which was kind of a, I guess, a good, you know, not from that particular deal, but, you know, still, you know, from Chicago. But, and then allowing kind of Jan Rutta, and that's a whole different story. You know, obviously you don't trade defensemen in the middle of the season, especially when you're trying to go for a three-peat. Completely understandable. And then you don't trade Alex Killorn, which was always the rumor in the offseason. And now the Lightning are stuck in this hockey purgatory, this pressure, where it was one thing going into 1920 and then 2021, where the Lightning were able to kind of win or nothing. That's it. You need to win it all and you have no other choice. That's one thing. But they're in this situation now where I feel like the temptation or actually the pressure, excuse me, to win is that much more because they don't have anything else to fall on. You know, this season, even then, going before the trade deadline, they had those assets. You know, we could say, well, you know, we have some draft picks. We have some sort of minor league stock here and there, whatever, even the last couple of years. Now they don't have anything. And they need to replenish. And with Victor Hedman kind of sort of not being off limits over the next couple of years, because let's face it, if you're the GM of the Tampa Bay Lightning, you're not trading Nikita Kucherov, especially after the season that he's had. You're not trading Steven Stamkos. He is, you know, regardless of how you feel or how we feel about his current play, as of late, Steven Stamkos isn't going anywhere. I think it would almost be a travesty for Steven Stamkos to be anywhere else other than in a Lightning uniform. And yeah, some of you might outrageously disagree and might even say that I'm being ridiculous with even having this conversation. But I guarantee you, it's a conversation that might very well be being had this offseason if we don't see any sort of improvement going into the Stanley Cup playoffs from Mr. 77. I think, yes, are we being a little premature in our assessment? Victor Hedman could very well come back next year, have a stereotypical season for him. Absolutely. But at the same time, the numbers game right now doesn't really go in his favor. I think, you know, like I said, he's going to have to put out his 10-team list of teams that he wants to go to if he has to be traded at some point for the duration of the rest of his contract with the Tampa Bay Lightning. He's turning 33 next year. This year he is, you know, he's showing that wear and tear where he's not getting to pucks. He's at times a liability on the ice. There are some nights, to be frank, where we don't even know that he's on the ice. The only time we do really notice him on the ice is when his inability to get back on a play, to cut a man off down on the break. You know, the things that have made him one of the best defensive players in the league, one of the players who on a yearly basis is in the top three for the Norris Trophy conversation. This year, I don't even think he's in the top 10. I don't think he's remotely close to the top 10. And like I said, this could be just a fallback year. Everybody goes through it. This could be a year where, you know, he understands at this point in his career, he needs to work on some things. At the same time, he has also had some injuries here and there. So we'll give him that cushion in terms of, you know, understanding with his play. But like I've said, the Lightning are in a very tough situation right now with their farm system, with their draft picks. Next year, going into this draft, this upcoming draft, the Lightning don't have a draft pick till the sixth round. And then they have two picks in the seventh. And then in 24, they don't have a draft pick till the third. And then in 22, and then in 25, excuse me, they don't have a draft pick till the second round. And, you know, we always say with these drafts that, yes, things are always the draft classes are always deep. you know, they're always going to be able to get guys late in the first, guys in the second, even in the third. I mean, look at the Lightning's history. Look at some of the players that they have drafted in the later rounds. Braden Point, Nikita Kucherov, just to name a few. But at the same time, this core isn't getting any younger. Steven Stamkos isn't getting any younger. Victor Hedman, like I said, is turning 32 next year. For a defenseman, you might as well be close to 35. The way he's played this year, he looks like he's 40. And so the Lightning need to start having the conversation about making moves if they haven't already. And I'm sure they have. I'm sure that Julian Brisebois and his group, to a certain extent, the people that he has around him, are having conversations. I'm sure that whether it be about Hedman or not, they are having conversations about one of the tough decisions they are going to have to make in the future in order to get their developmental system back on the right track. Because, hate to say it, people, but that any help, you know, if you're saying, well, guess what? We don't have to make any draft. We don't have to draft that many people over the next couple of years. We'll be fine. We don't have to trade for anybody because we don't have any trade capital over the next couple of years because we got guys in the wings, waiting in the wings. I hate to say it. There's nobody down there waiting. There's supporting cast here and there, but there's nobody that's going to come out and be able to help you out and be effective for you. And I hate to say it, but I don't see the Lightning being able, you know, you have a lot of players coming off the books this offseason, but at the same time, I don't know if the Lightning are going to be in that big of spending mood. Alex Killorn won't be on the Lightning after this year. Pierre-Edouard Belmar won't be a member of the Lightning after this year. Corey Perry, we'll see. I'm not entirely sure yet. I don't know how to feel about it yet because he has been a very good part of this team. Yet, you know, sooner or later, he's 37 years old. The other shoe is going to have to drop if you don't think it has already. Ian Cole, this year was just a rental. I think he's done after this year with the Lightning. You know, you do have some money, some wiggle room. And Brian Elliott as well. You know, I think he's been stellar. I don't know how much. I mean, also Brian Elliott's 37. I don't know how much longer Brian Elliott's going to want to be playing. You know, being a goaltender in the NHL isn't exactly easy on the body. So we'll see, people. We will see. I don't know. I mean, what's the right answer? Do you want to win more? Do you want to start building towards the future? Or, you know, sacrifice your future for possibly a chance at one more cup? Because unless we go on an absolute magical run come playoff time, I don't know the Lightning are going to be able to win with this group in the future, and especially with Victor Hedman as one of their defensemen. So we'll keep an eye on that, obviously, when the season ends. We'll keep an eye on Hedy when, you know, the playoffs roll around, because really that is really when we're going to be able to see what he's still got left in the tank. So we'll keep an eye on that. But we definitely want to keep an eye on our next sponsor who's coming up, because they are our friends at America's number one sportsbook. And that is our friends at FanDuel. Now, in case you haven't realized, the NCAA tournament's going on. My bracket is a complete mess, but you could still bet like I am on all these games. Bet the underdog on every single game at America's number one sportsbook, and that is FanDuel. You can bet now, and it is awesome because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back. If your first bet doesn't win, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores and threes drain. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with same game parlay. I got money on the futures. I got money on my boys, not only in my bracket, but I got a futures bet on the University of Tennessee. Now, a lot of, I know you Florida people may not like that. A lot of my Florida fans may not like that. But yeah, I got Tennessee winning the whole thing. So maybe, you know, hopefully they can win the whole thing and I'll win a whole lot of money. So, but, and you can too with FanDuel's same game parlay. They offer you a chance at bigger payouts. But don't miss your chance right now at a no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets. When you go to FanDuel.com/locked on, that's FanDuel.com/locked on to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel. All right. So after we had our very difficult talk, our very, very, I'm sure a lot of you, I can't wait to see the comment section for this video because I'm very curious to see what many of you think about a possible trade in the future of Victor Hedman. I know a lot of people aren't, that's not going to be a topic that a lot of people are going to find popular or, you know, is going to be a popular conversation to be had, but it's really the reality that the Lightning are going to have to start to look at, you know, if this isn't just a one season thing. I would imagine, you know, Hedy would probably be a lot worth, would be worth a lot more going into next year's trade deadline than the one after in his final year. So, you know, maybe something to think about for the Lightning, but the Lightning still have to think about tomorrow night's game against the Ottawa Senators. Now, the Ottawa Senators, they're a team that, other than I think the Detroit Red Wings, I dread playing in the Atlantic Division. Boston, I always love playing. Toronto, I always love playing. Those are teams, you know, not just because they're good and teams that the Lightning could very well run into in the playoffs, like the Toronto Maple Leafs, who we will be seeing in the first round. But the Ottawa Senators are just, I don't know, they're just like an annoying little gnat to me. And it's just because you look at the record, you look at, you know, for in terms of how they play overall over the course of the season, as opposed to how the Lightning play or have played over the course of this season. You know, you look on paper, the Lightning, one of the best teams in the division, 90 points on the season. Ottawa Senators have a little fight, have fight in them. I'll give them that. They have obviously one of the, probably the most despised players in the league, and that's Brady Tkachuk, who is just an annoying little gnat. Thus far in their two matchups on the season, thus far the Lightning have, well, actually, I'm sorry, they've only played once. I don't know why I'm thinking that they played twice. I'm thinking about tonight, tomorrow night. But thus far, they've only played once, and the Lightning won that game 4-3 back in November. And it's just, that was a tough game for the Lightning. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that was the game where the Lightning were pretty much down all game. And then, yes, that was, the Lightning were pretty much playing like garbage all game, go into the third period down 2-1, and ended up scoring three goals in that third period. At one point, the Lightning, yeah, were down 3-2. And, you know, this was just a game where I felt like the Lightning, as I always warn on this podcast, that the Lightning like to play down to their opponents. Ottawa, not exactly playing well at that point in the season. Forsberg, their goalie, who I think is very good, but somehow the Lightning turned him into a Vezina candidate for one night. He made 30 saves in that game, and I thought that the Lightning at that point in time really had no business. Now, granted, this is November 1st, but at that point in time, obviously, things weren't exactly good for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Got off to a very concerning slow start to the season, but look how things have changed. But as we all know, as we could tell over the past couple of seasons with it, when these two teams meet, that it doesn't matter what you did in your last 10. All that matters is that night. And as we all know, the Ottawa Senators are going to come out and play fast. They're going to play hard. They're going to play tough. They're going to test the Lightning on every single shift. They're going to come out of the gate swinging. And this is what happens when you've had as much recent success as the Lightning have had. And it's expected. And as we all know, nine times out of 10, the Lightning are going to be caught on their back heels and they're going to have to claw their way back into this game. The Ottawa Senators come into this game 3-6-1 in their last 10. Their power play percentage is 23.7. That's seventh in the league. Their PK is seventh in the league, 82.4, better than the Tampa Bay Lightning's. Their faceoff percentage is 51.5%. That's 12 in the league. Goals forced per game, just a shade over 3 goals allowed per game, closer to 3.5. So these teams, other than really the goals forced, they're pretty evenly matched in the rankings, which tells you that the Lightning really, what it comes down to, and I hate to say this because we all know what's going to happen, and just the recent just downplay that we've seen from this team, the Lightning are going to have to go out there and execute on the power play. And as we all know, they have done an absolutely dreadful, dreadful job of doing that. You know, in their last game, they went 1-for-2, which was great. But at the same time, you're playing Montreal. And Montreal is one of the worst teams in the league. Ottawa, I think, is a little bit better. I think is a little bit, I guess, a tier higher than them, if you want to say that. But this is a game where, and I don't mean to be the speller of bad news or be negative, but this is a game where the Lightning need to win the first period. And if not, I would be shocked if they win this game. And if they can't have, especially, and they can't have an 0-for-4, an 0-for-5 night, or a 1-for-5 night, or whatever, they need to be close to 33% on the power play in order to win this game. Because like I said, Otto is going to come out swinging. They're going to play hard along the boards. They're going to try and put a Lightning player through the boards on every single hit. And that is a guarantee. When a team like this, who is still very young in their development, who is willing to go out there and hit you on the chin early on, you're going to have to go out there and weather the storm. And not only weather the storm, you have to take control. And that's what has been missing from the Tampa Bay Lightning's game over the past month. They have not gone out and taken control of a game. I mean, that's really what's been missing from their game all season long. They need to go out there and play like the big brothers of the Atlantic Division that they are. They need to go out there and basically say to the Senators in the opening minutes, listen, we love the enthusiasm, but you're not going to come out here and do whatever you want. This is our game to win. We're getting ready for Boston, and you're going to be the guinea pig. So that's the way they should look at it. And especially since, like, they have a big, big matchup against the Boston Bruins coming up over the weekend, it is very imperative that you go into that matchup in Boston with a win under your belt in your most recent game. The Lightning cannot allow themselves to go into Boston with a 3-game losing streak. Because if they do, I 100% guarantee it, they will get embarrassed. So this is a game where it's almost a must win. It's not exactly a must win, but it's a game where the Lightning need to play their butts off. I think it's a very important game because Saturday is going to be an ultra, ultra important game. It's going to have a playoff atmosphere. But I really think in terms of if the Lightning want to finish the regular season out on a good note, they need to play like a playoff team. So we'll hopefully keep our fingers crossed and the Lightning pull off a W in Ottawa tomorrow night. And so they could get ready and get things carry things forward towards their matchup with the Boston Bruins. So we'll wrap things up in just a little bit. But first, I want to talk about our last sponsor of the day, and that is our friends at Indeed. Now, if you're hiring, you need Indeed because Indeed is the hiring partner where you could attract, interview, and hire all in one place instead of spending hours on multiple job sites, hoping to find candidates with the right skills. You need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates with resumes on Indeed that match your job description, and you can invite them to apply right away. Plus, you only pay for quality applications that meet your must-have requirements. So one of the things I love is their Instant Match. I mean, who wants to go through that tedious process of looking at all the resumes, every single person that applies? You want the person who is right for the job right now. So start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at indeed.com/lockedon. Offer valid through March 31st. Go to indeed.com/lockedon to claim your $75 credit before March 31st. It's almost time. We're the 22nd. Okay. You got to get it right now. Indeed.com/lockedon. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. All right. So wrapping things up on tonight's show. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. I mean, listen, it is never, ever a nice conversation to have when you're talking about trading, possibly trading, because it's not set in stone. You know, the conversation will be had, and Victor Hedman needs to play well consistently at some point. He needs to have a big playoff. He needs to have, you know, whether it be one round or two rounds, where they go back to Stanley Cup final, whatever. For as long as the Lightning play in the Stanley Cup final, Stanley Cup playoff, Victor Hedman needs to be one of the guys. He needs to get back to his form. And that's it. And, you know, hopefully we're sitting at over the summer and we hear crickets about Victor Hedman possibly, possibly being on his way out, because like I said, you know, after this season, he puts out his 10 team sheet of, you know, in the case the Lightning want to trade him, those are the teams that he wants to go to. So hopefully we don't have that conversation. And hopefully the Lightning win tomorrow night, because like I said, a very must win game, not a must do or die win game, but very important towards not potentially being embarrassed in Boston. So hopefully they could pull that off. Let me know in the comments section below on our YouTube channel what you think about the Hedman possibility of leaving Tampa at some point before his contract and even career ends. Let me know what your predictions are for the Senators game. Is there anything else that you think needs to change about this team? Already talking about the offseason, you know, not saying that we're not done with this season, but offseason, where would you like the Lightning go? Who would you like to bring them back? Is Brian Elliott, you know, if he still wants to play hockey, do we bring him back? Do we just hold on to him like we did with Curtis McIlhenny until he retires? Let us know in the comments section below. And also follow us on our social media pages at @L_Lightning on Twitter, @Lockdown_Lightning on Instagram. Give me a follow on Twitter. DM me your mailbag questions as well as just comments. Love to hear from all of you. And I hear from all of you, some of you. Love to hear from all of you and talk Lightning hockey. DENKYD8NK. Danky dank. And listen, go to our social media pages, like I said, and follow us wherever podcasts are distributed in audio form. So that's been it for this episode of Locked On Lightning, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Adam Danker. I'll talk to you in the next one.